Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I get you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Jeremiah 29. A letter to the exiles. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Good morning, everyone. When I've been recording this, it's been a crazy day weather-wise. We've had sunshine, we've had rain, and then about an hour ago we had quite two separate hailstorms. And it feels like the weather is just about as changeable as our world. So I felt it was kind of appropriate for me to come outside yet again. It's my second video I've done outside recently. And to record this sermon. I'd like to start by thanking Jason for reading for us. And we heard Psalm 137 yet again. And I do feel that it's time that we mention the pop song that I love so much that's associated with the psalm. Psalm 137, the Boney M song, and it's got some Psalm 19 thrown in there too, was turned into a pop song by Boney M in 1978. They're a German pop band, and they took a Rastafarian political song of captivity. And to Rastafarians, the term Babylonia refers to any unjust or oppressive governmental system. In America, it was a political song of an oppressed people. But actually it came over to Europe via Boney M as a pop song, with many of the political overtones removed. It's a psalm set to music, slightly different, I'll have it, from our own traditional psalmody, but still, they're God's words in musical form. And I recall dancing and singing along to the song Rivers of Babylon as a young teenager at a disco in an orange hall just outside Belfast. But I'm going to come back to the under-18s disco later. But today, in addition, we also heard Jeremiah 29 verses 1 and then 4 through to 14. The Jeremiah text was a letter from Jeremiah to the exiled people, and it contains notes of hope even amidst the captivity. Last week, for those of you who remember, I spoke about the pain of Israel in their exile, the weeping, the anger, the desire for revenge. And I touched on the first reason for hope in captivity, that there is a gift in there somewhere. And we may never fully realise what the purpose is, what the gift is, this side of eternity, but we trust God with that. And in this season of COVID-19, we can only speculate where the gift might be. But there is evidence that for some, and for the planet, for creation, this might be a time to breathe, to rest, to recuperate, or to heal. The Jeremiah passage offers hope to the captive Israel because they are told their exile isn't permanent. And actually, there is our second glimmer of hope. The exile isn't permanent. This will not last forever. The address is temporary. Are they at this address forever? No, not at all. God leaves no one in the desert. Moses, Elijah, Jesus, they all move on. God may bring them there, but no one is left there. And that includes our exiles from Babylon, who eventually return to Jerusalem to resettle and to rebuild. And what about you? Are you in an exile? Are you in a spiritual desert? Whether it's related to COVID-19 or not, then hear this reassurance. God has brought you this far, and he will lead you through this place. Some of you might need to hear that today for yourselves, for loved ones, for friends. And Psalm 23 reminds us of this truth. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not into it where we remain, we walk through it. But more than the news isn't permanent, God gives instructions to Israel to give them purpose while they are in Babylon. He tells them, build houses, settle down, plant gardens, marry. Pray to the Lord for the city, because if it prospers, you will too. There's so much in this short passage, but actually for me this week, the phrase that has jumped out at me over and over again as I read it is this: settle down. Settle. Be resolved to stay. Be at peace with this decision. Wait. It takes courage to wait. You can imagine the people of Israel being edgy, impatient, constantly looking for an opportunity to do the next thing, to pack, to return, to go back to the beloved Jerusalem. But through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord is saying, no, settle down, wait. From Abraham onwards, God's people have been a waiting people. They're waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. They're waiting for rescue. And it's no different for Israel here. Wait. Settle down. And in doing so, the city will prosper. Wait. Despite the less than perfect circumstances, settle yourselves. And that's the message for us in these days too. Wait. Be at peace in your homes. Church is now more local than it has ever been in all our lifetimes. It's in hundreds of homes throughout the city, throughout this nation, throughout the world. And this is a time to practice what Jeremiah says here. Pray for those around you. Talk to your neighbours. Reach out to them. Phone them on social media. On a Thursday, as you're out clapping the NHS staff on your doorsteps. Look to them, see if they need help. Look out from your home, and I wonder who you can see. I wonder how you can connect with them. How can you be church from your home? This will not last forever, and there are things you can do as church, to be church just where you are. There is hope. And we too are a waiting people. We're waiting for lockdown to begin to ease. But actually, we've always been a waiting people, haven't we? We're the waiting for the kingdom in all its fullness to come. And there's a tension here. We await the kingdom, but actually his salvation has already come to us. Our Saviour is with us now. The psalmist associated God's presence with Jerusalem, and that was the source of so much of their pain. But what about us when we are in exile? Are we alone? Of course, unlike our exiles in Babylon, we can look through the lens of Jesus' crucifixion, his death and his resurrection. Nearly 600 years after the exile, Jesus came into the world to pay the price for all our sins and to bring us through the valley of the shadow of death, to give us eternal life with him to those who believe in him. And he promised the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our counsellor. In that passage in John's Gospel, where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, there's another promise. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. That's a promise for each of us who choose to believe in him. Whether you're an orphan, age 9 or age 90, we are not on our own in this exile. And that, what a promise that is. What a hope. By his Spirit, God is with us. In John 1, chapter 14, the Message version, we read this. The Word became flesh and moved into the neighbourhood. We are a waiting people. We're waiting the fullness of salvation. But actually, if you are finding this waiting difficult, whether it's the kingdom, the end days, or whether it's getting through COVID-19, know this, you are not alone. You are not alone. By his Spirit, God is with you in your home, in your neighbourhood. And there, in that news, is our third sign of hope. God is present. He is alongside us in our exile. We are not alone. We don't have to go back to Jerusalem to worship God. The Spirit lives within us. And through Jesus' work on the cross, we have access to the Father. We can worship God wherever we are. And if in the past you've relied on church on Sunday to do that, then this is maybe a season to learn to draw closer to God outside our church buildings. This is a season for drawing closer to God and to each other. And we need to prioritise that if we are to emerge from this season a stronger and united people. Finally for today, Psalm 137 shows us that there is opportunity in exile. The captors, the tormentors, they wanted to hear songs of praise. They demanded that Israel sing. Now, no matter what their motive, whether it's to mock, maybe they were curious, maybe they were bored, maybe they wanted entertaining, it's an opportunity for Israel to sing songs of praise about who their God is and what he has done for them. Now, does that sound like anything to you? Does that sound as though it might be an opportunity for mission to you? An opportunity to proclaim the good news, an opportunity to praise God amongst unbelievers. It's time to return to that Orange Hall in Belfast. I was one of the mockers. I was a Babylonian who wanted to hear a particular song. Now, I didn't know the motive for Boney M recording that song, but the Lord's song was heard in Babylon, an Orange Hall, and remembered by me, a Babylonian, for many years. And that song was heard by millions of people. It is the 7th best-selling single ever in the UK. A remarkable achievement for a psalm. And here I stand, a former mocker, and as a result of God's grace poured into my life, I know hope. I know the joy of a rescue from exile. What opportunities come to you, come to mind, as a result of this talk? How might you sing the Lord's song in your household, in your neighbourhood, among your friends? And how might God be calling you to draw closer to him? Maybe it's to pray as you hang the washing out. Maybe it's to pray as you wash the dishes, to bring comfort and to bring reassurance to those who are in some form of exile. And he reminds you of this today. You are not alone, and this will not last forever. Amen. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for the example that has gone before us. Those mentioned in Psalm 137, we thank you that through your word you give us the freedom to grieve, the freedom to weep, the freedom to lament, knowing that you are interested in every one of our feelings, every one of our thoughts. Be with each one of us. Reassure us when we need reassurance. Remind us that we are not alone, that by your presence you are with us, and that this will not last forever, that you will take us through this dark valley. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.